Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Five, written and recorded by the one and only Dolly Parton for the 1980 comedy film of the same name. Getting our hour together off to a lively sing-along start there. So let's continue that tempo with our next record. It's from 1970 and at the request of Leela McInnes. This is the Jackson 5.
Hey!
Lila McInnes wanted to hear the Jackson 5 and I Want You Back, which was actually a very important song in the history of the group. It was released by Motown in October of 1969, and it was the Jackson 5's first single and became the first number one hit for the band on the 31st of January 1970. It was also the first song that they performed on television. See, I told you it was an important track. My goodness, so many firsts there. Thank you for writing in, Leela. Nice to hear from you, and hope that you are soon on the road to a full recovery. Very, very soon. Take care. Now, here's a super track from the Teddy Bears. What a wonderful name for a group.
This is Ute Lemper. You're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie on Sid Valley Radio.
Thank you. The things I've seen today don't have a name. Some memories a word cannot explain. But when I finally land across that line, remember me as one who tried her mind. Every time
I'm playing that record in answer to this week's challenge. It came from John Jameson, who asked if I had a favourite record from 2011. "An obscure as possible," he added. Well, I'm not sure if this one is obscure, but it's not one that I have heard on or seen on any radio playlists. So it was by American singer and songwriter Madeleine Parou, and it was called "The Things I've Seen Today." It was released at the end of March 2011, backed by Martha, My Dear, I think it was. Anyway, both tracks were taken from Madeleine's album, Standing on the Rooftop. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that song. We're off to 1960 now for a track from the feisty Miss Brenda Lee.
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear, sweet nothing. He knows the things I like to hear, sweet nothing. Things he wouldn't tell nobody else. Secret, baby, I keep them to myself, sweet nothing. Give me that special look, sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight, sweet nothing.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
So far.
single from the Marvelettes, and they recorded it for Tamla Motown label and became the first Motown song to reach the number one position on the Billboard Hot 100 pop single chart. The single achieved this position in late 1961, and of course later the Carpenters brought it back into the charts. Another song that reached the top of the charts was this one. It's from 1955, and it's a song you'll recognise, but can you identify the singer?
Go, go, go.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, lover, let me be. Set me free from your spell. You made me weep, cut me deep. I can't sleep, lover. I was cursed from the first day I fell. You don't want me, but you want me to go on wanting you. How I pray that you will say that we're through. Please turn me loose, what's the use? Let me go, lover. Let me go, let me go. But you want me to go on wanting you. How I pray that you will say that we're through. Please turn me loose, what's the use? Let me go, lover. Let me go, let me go.
Lover, written by the songwriting team of Al Hill and Jenny Lou Carson. It was a huge number one hit for Joan Weber. Most people seem to be more familiar with the versions by Teresa Brewer and Patti Page, as indeed Eric Hanna pointed out to me in his recent email. But Eric wanted to hear Joan Weber's version, and he personally prefers it. I can see why. The orchestra and chorus were conducted by Jimmy Carroll. I knew you were wondering, so I just thought I'd tell you. So, thank you for your email, Eric, and hope you're staying safe and warm, dear man.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him somewhere, somehow. I've got to let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby.
He should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was so, oh, so mad, and I don't think he's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying, wasted too much time, now I'm here and crying. I've been around the world and I can't find my baby.
so sad. I don't think he's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying, wasted too much time. Now I'm here and crying. Been around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know and I don't know why. Why he's gone away and I don't know where he can be, my baby. But I'm gonna fight him. Ooh, been around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know and I don't know why. Why he's gone away and I don't know where he can be, my baby. But I'm gonna fight him. I'm going to fight him.
From her 1989 debut studio album, entitled Affection, that was the Mancunian Lisa Stansfield. She co-wrote it with two of her former bandmates. I remember Lisa Stansfield recalling the process when the song was made. Hang on, I wrote it down, it's here. I came into the studio and Ian was messing around at the piano. He had a melody and I just started singing All Around the World and I. Everybody laughed, but Ian said, wait, that's really good. It just came into my head. It was nonsense, but it had a really good feel to it. I became the main hook. We had no idea how massive it would become. Another good reason to keep going, even if the ideas or situations seem ridiculous to others. It's all about believing and perseverance, of course.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He had never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky,
and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yella's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Coward of the Country, the second single from the triple platinum album, Kenny. And the Kenny in the title, of course, was Kenny Rogers. It topped the charts in quite a few countries, including here in the Kingdom, and was one of the most successful single releases by Kenny Rogers. Next up is Mr. Ray Charles.
I can't stop loving you. I've made up my mind. Sometimes I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. So I'll just live my life
of dreams of yesterday.
Oh,
this is Pamela from Feminem, and you are listening to Timeless Vinyl with Jolie on Seed Valley Radio.
First single from ABBA's fourth studio album, Arrival, and that was, of course, Dancing Queen. I don't think I need to say anything else, really, do I? And it was just such a phenomenal hit everywhere on the planet. Actually, you might be interested in knowing that in 2024, it's the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning the Eurovision Song Contest. I know, 1974. It was with the song Waterloo. 50 years ago. Can you believe it?
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ting, ting, wah, wah, ding, ding.
witch doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor, you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that, ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-wah-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
A wonderful American novelty song written and performed by Ross Bagdasarian. I think you pronounce that Bagdasarian. But it was under his stage name of David Seville. So we'll use that. It topped the charts in quite a few countries. And it reached number 11, I think it was 10 or 11 anyway, in the UK. It's credited with rescuing Liberty Records, who put it out in 1958. Because they were very close to bankruptcy. London Town is the sixth studio album by the British-American rock group Wings, and it was released in 1978. Here's the title track.
Walking down the sidewalk on a purple afternoon, I was accosted by a barker playing a simple tune upon his flute. Toot, 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 toot. Silver rain was falling down upon the dirty ground of London Town. Thank you. down the pavement on a Sunday afternoon. I was arrested by a Raza wearing a pink balloon about his foot. Toot, 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 toot. Silver rain was falling down upon the dirty ground of London town.
Of January, we'll see the 52nd anniversary of the release of Mashed Potato Time, and it's by D.D. Sharp. What a great title. That along with the wonderful title should be enough reason to play the record, but there is another one. Joy Brown, a long-time listener and tea dancer, wrote in asking if I would play that for her sister Annie, as it was and still is one of her favourite records.
Thought I'd feel this way, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that.
when you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Well, you came and opened me, and now there's so much more I see. And so by the way,
Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, Elton John and Gladys Knight, reminding us back in 1986, that's what friends are for. It was only a one-off collaboration, however, it fulfilled its purpose, that of raising money for the American Foundation for AIDS Research. In fact, it raised over $3 million. So well done to all concerned. Now, feeling hungry? You might be in a minute.
I was born long ago in 1894. I've seen many a panic, I will own. I've been hungry, I've been cold, and now I'm growing old. But the worst I've seen is 1931. Oh, those beans, bacon and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams, in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. Well, we congregate each morning at the county barn at dawning. Everyone is happy, so it seems. But when our day's work is done and we file in one by one and thank the Lord for one more mess of beans. Oh, those beans, bacon and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams, in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. We've hooverized on butter, and for milk we've only water, and I haven't seen a steak in many a day. As for pies, cakes, and jellies, we substitute sow bellies, for which we work the county road each day. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams,
in my dreams.
When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. If there ever comes a time when I have more than a dime, they will have to put me under lock and key. For they've had me broke so long, I can only sing this song of the workers and their misery. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams, in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans.
Beans, Bacon and Gravy was probably the most popular song to come out of the era assigned by history as the Depression. No one knows who wrote it or when. However, there was at least three well-documented claims of authorship of this song. But all that can be said with certainty of its origin is that it was born of hard times. Now, the version we just heard was recorded in 1956 by Pete Seeger. Okay, hands up. Every time he sang In My Dreams, you joined in the echoing of the line.
This song is 1 minute long. 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 It's about 1 minute long. It's about 1 minute long. It's about being 1 minute long, and it's almost exactly 1 minute long. This song is 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 1 minute long. All right, how we doing now? We got a, how much time?
20 seconds.
Yeah, doing pretty good here. One more thing to say, probably, if I can think of something. All right, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, oh.
This song
is 1 minute long. This song is 1 minute long. This song is 1 minute long. This song is 1 minute long. Nailed it.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid that's it for another hour. Thank you for spending time with me today, and I sincerely hope that you will join me again at 2 p.m. next Sunday, when we will be listening to some more forgotten gems that were recorded on vinyl. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which starts at the top of the hour. And then at 4 o'clock, we have another old-time radio hour programme where we revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you for your messages as always. I'll make sure that I reply to you all this coming week. So I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance. And in the meantime, take it away, Winifred. Have a great week, everyone. Stay safe.